This is a song for you. Far away, oh far away. This is a song for you. Far away from me. This is a song for you. Sitting here all alone is bringing it on again. I'm gone again. Sitting here thinking of you, it's driving it home again. Yeah. This is a song for you. Far away, oh far away. Back, oh, it takes me back. Mention your name and I'm gone again. Oh, I'm gone again. This is a song for you. Far away from me. When you're far away, talking about far away, far away.
Okay, just like this.
Listen to me and I'll sing you a song. The time will go by till you never know where it's gone. Talk to me and I'll tell you my life story. Walk with me and I'll tell you my dreams of glory. Somewhere on the sand, walking hand in hand, at the end of the land and the edge of the shining sea. Drifting through time and space on the face of a little blue ball, falling around the sun. In the middle of the night, and there we are. Oh, sparks in the darkness, speaking of our love, burning down forever and forever. Told you, but you hold my heart in your hand. And I find out something about you, baby. Without you, I'm a lonely man. So go and never say that I love you. I love you, darling. I do. Nothing. to the stars that shine above. You are my universe, and you are my love. Here we are, children forever, taking care of one another, while the world goes on without us.
This year, but it didn't work. Keep speaking back in.
When my mind was born in Carolina, oh, can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? It is like a friend of mine to keep me from behind. when I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Catherine, she's the silver sun. You best watch her white, watch her shining. Watch her, watch the morning come. The silver tear appearing now, and I'm crying. Born Carolina in my mind. We no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around you. Whisper something soft and kind. Yes, and hey, baby, the sky's on fire and dying. To just feel the moonshine is like a friend of mine to keep me from behind. When I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bay. Listen, signs and might be omens. Say I'm going, I'm going, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. It's where the holy host of others stand around. Still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me. To just feel the moonshine, he's like a friend of mine to keep me from crying out. I'm born to Carolina in my mind. Well, I'm born to Carolina in my mind. Yeah, I'm already born. I'm born.
Thank you.
Team we got recovered. Time for another song. Music lovers. Coincidence.
Thank you. missing message in a hollow tree. Hidden deep inside a memory, and the memory seems like these hundreds of hopes in the back. Nevertheless, it was never the last. Cold and storm, fade out fast. There's only one old.
That's right. So you all doing okay tonight? I'm sure everything okay for you out there? It's not too loud or too soft or anything? Okay. Good. Good. Okay. Actually, this next tune, we started this tour in Cincinnati. And there was one of my favorite people in the front row. This is a guy who really doesn't want to be there at all. His old lady must have got the tickets or something, you know, maybe from a friend at work, you know. He really would much rather be at the ZZ Top show, you know. So. And he's dragged, and he's got an attitude, you know, palpable attitude. Yes. And the people around him get into it at all, it's nothing but cold contempt. Jesus Christ. Anyway, this song is for him. He's not here tonight, but maybe he is. You know who you are.
I can't help it if I don't feel so good. the cons and it's no place for a guy to hide. Way through anything in the world, you can feel better as I. Sailing home to Jesus,
I always tell people that on tour, for instance, we played Boston last night, and yay, Boston, and I always tell them this song is about New York. But it's really about Boston.
They don't see, they're there.
Almost too late to sing this song.
Summer's here, I'm for that. I got my rubber sandals, got my saw, drinking cold beer. I'm glad it's summer's here. Summer's here, it suits me fine. If there rain today, yes, I don't mind. Favorite time of the year, and I'm glad that it's here. Cold and winter time for so slow. 10 degrees below the snow. Take your ice and snow and let my body breathe. I mean, all God's children got skin and a summer again. Oh, man, winter time goes so slow. 10 degrees below the low. Your eyes seem slow. Let my body breathe. Thank you.
Composer too, with that new attitude and shit. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, a warm hand to Mr. John Gillison. On drums and percussion, man who likes to hit things and make music, camping out there behind his instrument. We don't know what he does back there. Nobody knows. We can speculate, but science really doesn't know. It's a mystery, really. Please, if you will, welcome Mr. Carlos Vega. It pleases me no end to introduce to you two divine singers whom I love dearly with all my heart. Please welcome Arnold McCullough and Rosemary Butler. And finally, on bass, the dude with a face full of fur. In the tiny kingdom of Carpeteria, far across the continent. Actually, from deep in the woods, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the man behind the Shroud of Turin. My own good friend, Señor Leland de Sklar. Oh, Here's a tune that Cooch wrote.
Yeah. off the coast of Africa, bound for South America, all the way from here. Here's a ship that sails the sea. Here's a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was there. I'm a lonely lighthouse, not a ship out in the night, watching the sea. She comes halfway around the world to see the light and to stay away from me. There's a shipwreck lying at my feet. Some weary refugee from the golden deep. How could you lose it all and fall for me? I'm holding all my golden moments into the light, like the shine the sun for one more summer day. Shine like a lighthouse for one last summer night. Flashing on, flashing, fading away. If you feel lost and lonely and don't know where to go, this song on the radio, even if you're feeling healthy and strong, tell you my life to sing alone. Just because I might be standing here, all that don't mean I won't be wrong this time. You could follow me and lose your mind. I'm holding all my golden moments into your heart, like the shine, like the sun, for one last summer day. Shine like a lighthouse for one last summer night. Flashing on, fading away. Off the coast of Africa, bound for South America, a world away from here. Come on, here's a ship that sails the sea. Here's a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was.
They've all gone. They know something you don't, and that's what song I'm going to do next. That's right. This song goes on forever. Actually, After this song, it's going to be an intermission. We're going to take an intermission anyway, and we suggest you take one too. But you know, if you want to get a jump on the intermission and leave before the song is over or before it even begins, I won't feel at all offended if you just want to stand up and walk out. It's okay. It's all right. Because this song is sort of like a Zen practice of some sort. It just never ends. It never seems to end. Actually, the song itself is very short, but the introduction is endless. It just goes on and on. Yeah. So you know, that's okay if you want to go enjoy some of the delicious food that's here. Helpful. But otherwise, you know, people grow old and die in the audience, and the seasons tend to change and stuff. It's all right. Okay, so you've been warned. Okay. Anyway, this is a song about a pet pig that I used to own. Yes, Mona. Mona is the... Mona, who died tragically of rat poisoning before I had a chance to kill her and eat her. I did not always think that I would own a pig. I never thought that I would own a pig, but I was wrong. And the way it happened was roughly this. Make the short story long. See, my brother Alex and I, one night, actually it was already the next morning, We were having cocktails and we were discussing animal intelligence. It was the old question of which is more intelligent, the pig or the horse, and he chose the horse. He went on and on for a while talking about how smart this damn horse was, you know. And I took about as much as I could stand, and as the sun was coming up, I rose, I stood, and I delivered it. A testimonial to pigs. I told my brother, among other things, that pigs were spontaneous and that pigs were supportive. Golden pigs were supportive and focused, sensitive and introspective. I said that pigs were deeply reverent, honest and generous, loyal, nutritious, and delicious. And certainly, any dim-witted pig, any slow pig, was more intelligent than a whole team of horses. Anyway, a friend of mine overheard this celebration of swine, this epistle to Bork, and she said, "Well, if he loves pigs so much, his birthday coming up, I will buy him one." And she went off the island. When she came back on the island, she had this little pig. Oh, this little pig. I was intrigued to notice that this pig was shaped just like a football. Just like a football. And not only that, it felt like a football. It was the same density and the same weight as a football. And it handled just like a football. And it was like an undo a football in almost every way, except that it had these four little legs and little high heel shoes and a little tail that looked like someone squeezed a toothpaste all of a sudden like that. She was very much like a football. Oh yes, and this football could scream like a grown woman, an enraged, healthy, grown woman. But otherwise it was just like a football. Anyway, so I named her Mona, and I put her in a cardboard box at the foot of my bed that was filled with these strips of newspaper and pig shit. And it is there that she spent her first winter, and Mona and I grew close. Now, why did pig? She had an increasingly large space in my heart. Anyway,
When the room thawed out in the springtime, I moved her outside into her own little enclosure there, sort of a space, a little private place for a swine. We don't say Big Dan because she was extremely sensitive to that sort of nomenclature. But she started to put on weight. She put on 650 pounds in no time. It was amazing to see the fervor with which this pig pursued the food. She was into it. She was very focused in that way. It was true. Anyway, I was of no fixed abode, and I would travel around the countryside, and every couple of months it was time to move the pig. And if any of you have tried to move a 650-pound pig with a Volkswagen convertible, you know that by far the superior way to do that is the bucket technique. The bucket technique. Move the pig with a bucket. And this is how you do it. I'm going to share this with you tonight. You probably all know this already. You take a bucket and you place it over Mona's face. And when she tries to back out of the bucket, you grab her firmly by the tail and you guide her in reverse. Come on, baby. Up the ramp, that's it, into the front seat of the Volkswagen. Close the door, take off the bucket, buckle her up, take her for a ride. Get some pizza or something. Anyway, time went by, but some things never change. And early one Sunday morning, my brother Alex and I were having cocktails out by the pig pen. Oh, I said it. That's all right. And we were leaning against the fence. It was a beautiful sunrise, and we were leaning against the fence, and we were gazing out, casting our gaze out over the pig. And he turned to me, and he said words to this effect. He said, James, just wait till this plane goes over. I have something to tell you. I said, what? What did you say? What was that, Alex? He said, James, I love you, my brother, I love you. I said, thank you, Alex, I'm very fond of you too. He said, James, this is a beautiful, 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 beautiful place that you built for yourself up here. I said, that's right, my friend. A beautiful, beautiful spot you built for yourself. I said, thank you, Alex. I'm very proud of it. He said, and that right there is one fine swine. It's one fine pig right there. I said, isn't it God's truth? Is she not a blue ribbon swine? I'm glad you noticed that, Alex, because she's a great pig. He said, that's right, James, she sure is. I said, when are we going to kill her? I said, Alex, I could never kill Mona because I love her. And he said, right. I'll kill her. I said, no, Alex, not if I have anything to do with it. Mona should die of extreme old age because she has a place in my heart. That's right. Great big old place. And he said, okay, James, but I want to tell you something now. Now, I know you're excited about the new baby coming. I said, well, yes, I am. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm excited about it. He said, well, I'm going to tell you something, James. Someday that little baby's going to fall in that hog pen, and that pig's going to kill it and eat it. Happens all the time. Made my blood run cold. And I knew that he was just trying to manipulate me and that he wanted to eat Mona. But he got me thinking, you know, and it's true that Mona had busted loose on a couple of occasions. One time she had eaten the backup lights off a Porsche. Very valuable car. Have you ever tried to order parts for them? Terrible idea. And on another occasion, she had broken loose, and there was a young couple, and they were walking in the woods near my house. It was a spring day. They were young, and they were in love. They were walking. They were in love. It was spring. They were into one another. They decided to recline under a tall tree and commune with nature. It was a tender moment, and Mona rushed them. She couldn't go far, but she was fast off the line, and she weighed a half a ton, and it was impressive. I felt awful about it. It was one of those terrible, tragic zipper accidents that we hear so much about. I didn't look at either of these episodes as being particularly hostile on Mona's part, you see. Anyway, I went away on the road again, and winter came again. What a story. Now, two sides of Mona's pen, pay attention now, were made up of a right-angle stack of cordwood. And living in this firewood was a family of rats that were freeloading off of Mona's feed. So the rat warden came up, a charming guy, the rat warden, he came up and he left these waxy cakes of grain and rat poison in the woodpile to deal with the rats. Now, it was a bitter cold winter, and my friends and relatives came up to break up the ice in Mona's water and to steal my wood. And I guess you can probably figure out what happened.
No.
Yeah, Mona snacked down on one of these rat baits, and she died so hard she keeled over. She made a big dent right in the ground. Anyway, we planted her in the field next to her pen with the backhoe, and we put a delicate little Japanese pine tree on top of the grave there that today is a mighty oak. And that's really about all there is to the story, except that I was left with this song that I had written when I was contemplating how tragic it would be to have to bumper off. It's a plus five chord, and Leland can't stand a plus five chord.
Oh, life's good friends are hard to find, and one of mine is dead. And things I should have said to her, I shall say to you instead. Oh, Mona, little Mona, there was so much of you to love, little bit too much you to take care of. Mona, oh Mona, you got too big to keep, and too damned old to eat. When you was just a football at your mom's side, I reckon everyone figured you for a barbecue when you died. Here I'm thinking about you lying underground, pushing up a pine tree in my field. Oh, Mona, little Mona, darling, you can close your eyes. I got a 12-gauge surprise waiting for you. Since the day that you passed away, everything's just the same. Everywhere I go, somebody mentions her name. Sometimes it's easiest to tell a friend a lie, 'cause they don't understand the way I feel. Oh, so much you need to love, it's a bit too much you take care of so long. Now she's
gone and I am left alone, as you can see. But ever since I caused her death, well, I do miss her company.
We'll be back in 15 minutes or so.
Inside, and the mask soon slips away. Yeah.
beautiful crew. Romantic language, jungle Portuguese. That's the only word I can do for samba for
doors on all fours. to any crazy time, back turned towards the sun. Your nose a cold nose, got to turn your head around. Lovers are at the time on the telephone line, talking about things gone. Sweet dreams.
Oh. someday soon, like a tree. Darling, I love you, I love you. Soft and gentle, full summer moon. Oh, set my soul free. Yeah, thank you, baby. You think like a cloud in the sky. I can see myself from high above.
Few numbers, Fire and Rain and Love Has Brought Me Around and I Will Fall. I know you're all ready to sink your teeth into a nice satanic rock number of your own. But no.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, and nothing is going right, just close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up. Oh, even your darkest night, you just call out my name.
Rock number. But no.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, and nothing is going.
lighted up, out even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. All you got to do is call on me, and I will be there, yeah, I'll be there. You've got a friend. If the sky, I am for you, to grow dark and full of clouds, north wind should begin to blow. Just keep your forehead together now, and call upon me by now. Pretty soon I'll be knocking on your front door. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, well now, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, oh, all you got to do is
thank you. puts him down. Yeah, baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind to use a pencil or a broom. I'm heavy with love and I'm no fool. Fixing broken hearts, I know that I truly can. Your broken heart looks to me repair. Whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends. They'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm living 24 hours a day. Fixing broken hearts, I know that I truly can.
Sweet for you.
the city made. And you just have to wish to pay this
yeah. Thank you. back and sucks with my long-lost friend. Listen to reason and understand. Think of you from way back when. He sent me in a list, oh well, it fell out of love. We ran out of luck, seems like life is stuck. I've been thinking of leaving, but I can't raise a buck. Geez, I'm wondering, could I borrow your truck? I say, that's why I'm here. It's just like a ton of it. It seems learn not to burn means to turn on a dime and walk on if you're walking, even if it's an uphill climb. Try to remember that work is no crime. Just don't let them take the waste of time. That's why. Thank you.
no time for you and I.
Time to rock a wild sweet day.